With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Highway 1 reopened to through traffic in Big Sur yesterday, thanks to a $54 million quarter-mile stretch of roadway. It was built on top of the 2017 landslide that sent a mountainside crashing into the Pacific Ocean. Greta Mart from public radio station KCBX was among the first drivers to cross this brand new section of highway.
The rebuilt highway allows tourists from around the world to once again motor through the spectacular scenery from San Luis Obispo County to Big Sur. And it allows businesses to cater to those motorists after over a year of drastically thin crowds.
We had a line of cars this morning waiting to go through the gate, and then they opened and they all went through. So we've been waiting for more than a year. So
Ringo Jukes works at the Whale Watcher Cafe in Gorda, a collection of a few restaurants, a gas station, and motels perched just north of the Mud Creek Slide area. Caltrans had forecasted the highway would reopen on Friday, but on Tuesday, the state's transportation department announced contractors were finishing the final striping job earlier than expected, and the road would reopen the next day. While it meant a lot more customers at the restaurant, it couldn't have been soon enough for Jukes personally.
I live on the other side of the landslide, so I'm going home after work. 5-minute drive, and it would normally, it takes 5 minutes. It would take me about 3.5 hours to go all the way around.
At the Gordo gas station, I spoke to several travelers who just happened to luck out in their timing when it came to visiting the California coast.
My name's Sam Mendham. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. When I came through Morro Bay this morning, they told me the road through Big Sur was open, so I said, got to do it.
So you hadn't planned on that until today?
I didn't know it was going to be open. I'm coming up from Ojai. I started at Ojai this morning, about 5:30. They said maybe it would be open today. They were hopeful, and it was.
On a cross-country trip with two other friends from Minnesota, Eli Nord wanted to see the coast before visiting his aunt in Carmel.
She says, I can't believe that you're, like, this is the day that you're coming up here. It's the first day that it's open, and we're really enjoying the shoreline on the way up.
But not everybody cruising the new stretch of Highway 1 were from other parts of the world. Morro Bay resident Jim Easterbrook stopped at an unfinished turnout at the Mud Creek Slide. Having the day off, he decided to head towards a surf spot at Sand Dollar Beach and come check out the construction site.
But look at it. It's gigantic. I mean, my gosh, what a deal. What the scale is incredible.
Caltrans is still planning a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the $54 million project on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Ragged Point Inn. Reporting from the newly reopened Highway 1, just north of the San Luis Obispo-Monterey County line, I'm Greta Mart for KCBX News.